Chapter 2. A Promise to Keep. The Duke of Cosimo had declared a holiday in honor of his son's wedding. All the shops in Florence were closed. Everyone rushed to watch the wedding party parade through the streets. The bride and groom and their party rode on horseback. Swarms of apprentices and children followed behind, strutting in imitation of the nobles. People banged on drums, played flutes, and tooted horns, creating a loud barrage of sound. Benvenuto and I caught a few of the coins tossed into the crowd by the groom. We bought some oranges and walked to the river. Benvenuto took out some paper and charcoal. We both liked to sketch in our free time. Benvenuto said the practice would help me when I began to engrave on gold and silver. I certainly hoped he was right. I began to draw the Ponte Vecchio, the bridge stretching across the river Arno. I glanced at Benvenuto's paper. He was drawing a collage of wildflowers. I noticed the detail in his work, the delicate lines on a petal, the bend in a stem, the bands of light and shadow on the leaves. I turned back to my drawing and began to shade the stones different levels of gray. I wanted them to look as real as the flowers in Benvenuto's drawing. Suddenly, I heard some laughter. I looked up. A group of elegantly dressed ladies and gentlemen were coming down to the river. Several servants followed. On a hot day like this, it was no surprise to see even the fine people of the city coming here to cool off. "Oh, look," said one lady, "we've found some artists."